following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Doesn't matter if you've never blocked a shot in your life or couldn't hit a tray if they moved the three-point line an inch from the basket, you can still help your favorite basketball coach win. Doug Gottlieb here, urging you to vote in the 2012 Infinity Coaches Charity Challenge. Infinity, an official corporate partner of the NCAA, is giving $100,000 to the coaches charity with the most votes. Find out more about the charities that inspire your favorite coaches, then vote on ESPN.com/Infinity. NCAA basketball and Infinity. Inspiration is contagious.
Manta.com here with small business owner Larry Vecchio of Grandma's Italian Cheesecake in the Bronx.
Be right there.
Okay. With Manta, business has grown 400%.
Seems like 500.
Well, if Larry had a minute, he'd tell you how easy it is to get your free Manta profile.
It's a piece of cake.
And how Manta helps him get found on search engines and smartphones.
New customers. Know what I mean?
I sure do. Claim your free profile where small business grows. Manta.
Live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, it's the Doug and Daddy Show.
Lock up the young talent. And with Alex Gordon having his breakout year, you got Hosmer, you got Moustakas. Those three guys have got to be locked up for a long-term deal.
You're tuned in to Central Nebraska's favorite sports talk show.
We review everything that's kind of close when they score a touchdown. Well, how do we not review everything that's kind of close when it's not ruled a touchdown? I don't understand. These idiots in the booth are getting paid a lot of money to mess things up.
Pro, college, high school, they cover it all for you.
Of all the people that can win in golf, if you're not in the top five in tennis, you're just absolutely out.
You always find on the hard courts, Australia and the U.S., where the big boys seem to come through. Now, you play a little bit on the grass, or especially the clay, then all of a sudden you have a clay court specialist.
Let's head to the show right now, only on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Doug and Daddy's show. So Alex Ovechkin has a lower body injury.
Oh, really?
What would that be? What would a lower body injury be?
I don't know. Last night I got home in time to watch the second episode of Swamp People for the year. One of those flying Asian carp. Guy's going down the old bayou, right in the coconuts. That was a lower body injury, I think. 30-pound Asian carp. Hit that poor guy right in the Caracas. Not good.
Oh, what a way to start. Doug and Daddy show on this final Friday of February. Bob Pollock is going to join us from Fodder Park. They get things underway. Daddy will be there live signing autographs all afternoon long. Post time is at 2. Don't expect him to see him, though, before 1:59:59 or even before that. But Daddy will be making an appearance. I'll have some basketball. Or else I'd be making that appearance with you. Fun times. Danger played last night. Storm played tonight at home. All the basketball that's going on. You've got the Daytona 500 this weekend. You have got the NBA All-Star Game here on ESPN Sunday. And the Oscars.
You know, of those three things, and I'm not a NASCAR fan, but I do enjoy Daytona because when I don't understand how you start your season with the Super Bowl of your sport, but I also like the...
Because it's not a sport.
Well, okay, you can go that way, too. That's fine. But I do like all the hype that surrounds it and everything leading up to it. I think that's pretty cool. And so I do enjoy Sunday of NASCAR, this one Sunday, especially more than the other ones. NBA All-Star Game, you know what? It's a fun weekend. You enjoy the dunk contest. You can enjoy the three-point contest. Then you get into the game where, much like the NFL, there's no defense played, but there's a lot of scoring. There's a lot of you see the athleticism of a lot of the guys. So, but Doug, before the weekend's great, but last night when the Knicks took on the Heat, maybe in the past, maybe it happens more than I think. But across the ticker, when they tell you what's coming up, and it says NBA, and then it runs down the NBA scores, and then it says NCAA men, NCAA women. Yeah. Last night, it says Lynn. I mean, now maybe in the past, a lot of times there's been Kobe. Maybe there's been Dirk.
Tiger.
Tiger. Okay. Other than Tiger.
He plays for the Knicks. If he played for the Memphis Grizzlies, nobody would care. If you played for the Toronto Raptors, the Atlanta Hawks, the Portland Trail Blazers, nobody would care.
I don't know the last time I saw LeBron or Kobe across there. I mean, as far as NBA stardom goes, and I know the kid's taken over America.
When somebody's hot, that's what's down there.
Sam McEwen, by the way, interesting article about his roommate being from Lincoln Southeast at Harvard. That was kind of cool, and how they're still buddies and talk once or twice a week. But I just, when I say Lynn, I was like, well, he must have had a huge game. Then it comes across, 1 of 11. Ooh. Anyway, by the way, Pat Knight, good rant.
Oh, if you haven't seen this, this is up on our Facebook page. Pat Knight is now, okay, Bob Knight's son was at Texas Tech. He's now the head coach at Lamar.
And this is Lamar Luttrell, Lamar University.
He was not very happy last night.
It's 8 minutes and 47 seconds long.
So we can't listen to all of it.
No, we can't listen to all of it. But you know what? Pat Knight, Bobby Knight would have. I mean, you would have heard beep, 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 beep. He never swore one time in 8 minutes and 47 seconds. It was basically a life lesson. And he threw his seniors under the bus. Yeah, he killed. He didn't recruit these kids, by the way. He just showed up, and they were on the team, and that's probably the best talent he had to work with. He says in here, next year we'll get eight new kids in here, and we'll start this deal out.
One of his players, when this whole thing video starts, he's coming in. One of his players is going through his post-game press conference. One of the players that evidently is not very impressive. Here's a little bit of Pat Knight, okay? You can think Dan Hawkins. You can think Bobby Knight. You can think Mike Gundy. You can think all kinds of rants. Here's the new one from Pat Knight. Now, he doesn't get overly mad. He's not yelling, really, at any point.
No, he never.
Listen to what he says. First, he tells his kid to get off the podium.
It was just a bad game.
All right, let's go. I'm next because you don't have a clue what it takes to win. Let's go.
I'm unhappy with these seniors. That's what I'm unhappy with. It has nothing to do with X's and O's. We got the worst group of seniors right now that I've ever been associated with. Their mentality's awful. Their attitude's awful. It's been their MO for the last 3 years. As you come out of a game like this with no emotion, just flat, it's terrible. I mean, it's unheard of. And I'm not going to protect them. I'm not going to sit here and talk. I mean, come out. I mean, shoot 2 for 18. And we got open looks. It's not like the defense was staggering. We got 20 more shots. I mean, all the offensive rebound. I mean, it is a attitude problem. When seniors don't play like seniors, you're going to get beat. And these guys, we did not have one senior show up. I mean, just look at their – all I got to do is look at their numbers. Miles, 2 for 11. Lamb, 3 for 9. James, 6 for 22. And 2 of those were gimmies at the end. Davis, 3 for 8. Harper, 0 for 8.
Davis?
Nelson gets in, turns it over twice. I mean – you can't win with seniors like that. I've been through it before, and you just can't do it. And so to me, it's not an X and O deal. It is a mentality. I mean, we've had problems with these guys off the court, on the court, classroom, drugs. Being late for stuff. All that stuff correlates together if you're going to win games. You just can't do all that BS and then expect to be a good team and win games. And if people have a problem with me being so harsh about it, I don't care. I've come here to clean something up, and that's the bottom line. We've got to get a better personality on this team, a better mindset, and that's where recruiting comes into place. I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me if they lost the rest of them. If they show up like they did tonight, there's no way we'll win another game. And so we're going to – is this what we've been doing all year long? I mean, we got to squeeze everything we can out of this group, you know, and we'll watch the tape tomorrow, show them their play, get ready for Sam Houston.
That's so great.
And try to win. But if you don't show up ready to play, I mean, it doesn't matter what you put in from a scout report, what you do in practice. I mean, that was so bad the way it started. I mean, no emotion, 5 guys out there as individuals. I mean, it was as bad as – but we've seen it before. You know, we saw it up at Nichols, same way, starting out 2 for 18.
That is Pat Knight, head men's basketball coach now at the Lamar University. Later, he had this quote.
You know, we have a bunch of 10 men out there right now. They got no heart.
What was that, Pat?
You know, we have a bunch of 10 men out there right now. They got no heart.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's good stuff. Again, it's on our Facebook page if you want to hear the rest of it. Pat Knight, go to our Facebook page, ESPNSuperstation.com.
He says towards the end of it something about, I want these kids to come back. I want the alumni to respect these kids. I want to help when they get a job, and I'm the reference they put down. I want to be able to say, Joey's not a dumbass. That's what he's saying. And I can't say that right now. I want him to say, you know what? I guarantee you this kid's going to be here. He did it for 3 years that I was here. He can't say that. I mean, he's offering a little bit of life lessons, and he says something about that's what's wrong with society. Nobody's accountable.
And there's drug problems, and there's been off the field and class problems, or off the court and class problems he talks about there. It's his first year at Lamar. He's frustrated. Obviously, that whole program needs to be cleaned up.
Six seniors will be gone, and then he said 8 more people will come into the program, of which he recruited. So, you know, it's a far cry from Texas Tech, Lamar. But at the same time, I mean,
it's halfway across the country.
He says it's the best job in that conference.
Yeah, he went on to say, apparently they're not going to make the postseason tournament. Somebody asked him about that, or they're on the bubble. He goes, we're at Lamar. It's the best team in it's the best program in a conference. For us not to make the conference tournament every year is, you know, sickening, a joke, whatever he was.
Something about that's what these kids, you know, they're expecting. We want to make the conference tournament.
You want him here? Pat Knight, next coach, Nebraska, yay or nay?
Yay. Larry Eustace, yay or nay?
I got a nay to Eustace. Nay to Knight because he couldn't have success at Texas Tech. Which is unfortunate. I mean, if you're in Texas, you should be able to recruit 8 kids that can play basketball for you. Baylor did.
Lubbock's a far cry from Baylor.
Waco? A far cry from Waco?
Waco's at least in the loop of where you can get to Austin to 6th Street.
Of insanity? Well. Yeah, exactly. Here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, we have hit a lot already at the start of the show, and would love to hear from you. But I want to get this out of the way. I want to be fair. Maybe it's just because it's Lent and I'm in a good mood. Tony Stewart and Matt Kenseth won yesterday's twin 150-mile qualifying races for Sunday's Daytona 500. Stewart, the defending NASCAR champion, is 0-13 in the Daytona 500. He joined Carl Edwards and Greg Biffle on the front row, while Kenseth earned the 4th spot in the 33-car field. Apparently, that's going on Sunday in Florida somewhere.
By the way, I brought more notes.
It's a double-sided note package today.
It is.
Has it got anything to do with the Daytona 500, or are you just going to go totally away from that?
Well, no, I'm going to go with some numbers, but totally away from that.
So after Recognition of Greatness, which is coming up on Saturday, and you're laying on your couch with one eye open, is the one eye more likely to be on the golf final, the Daytona 500, the NBA All-Star Game, or the Oscars?
It'll be on Daytona. It'll be on Daytona.
God.
Okay, but we're hoping Monday or Tuesday to be joined by the Idaho State head football coach, Mike Kramer. He had his first season. Now, if you throw out, they were 2-9 a year ago, and people are making a big deal. Idaho State, they're like, it's Pocatello, Idaho, a town of about 55,000.
That's the newest team Nebraska's got on the schedule this year. Okay.
So people are talking about
Pocatello.
They average about 9,000 people if you throw out BYU when they played in front of 60,000, and Washington State when they played in front of 22,034. They averaged about, in 2010, they went 1-10. They lost to Georgia 55-7, and they played in front of 92,000 there. Utah State, they played in front of 18,000. And Montana, they played in 25,568. Other than that, 2010, they averaged playing approximately in front of 5,000 people. So, by the way, they played Western State last year. Beat them 44-7.
Out of the RMAC.
Yes, the Lopers. Jeffrey, you looked up the score. The Lopers beat Western State this year 55-14. Is that correct? 55-14. So, a little bit of information on the Bengals. So, we're going to, you know, I'd like to, young coach, you got a new coach, not necessarily young coach, but a new coach there. What's your initial reaction? You get to go to Lincoln, Nebraska. Obviously, you're going for a check. They're going to pick up a check. But I want to hear what he, you know, what, are the kids are fired? I mean, is this exciting or is this?
How much bigger is the check at Nebraska than it would be to play like, oh, Indiana? A bad BCS team. Pick any bad BCS team that you want.
Even a
Kentucky.
They're going to Air Force, too.
Yeah, but a bad, I mean, who's the, you know, you could go to the worst team in each conference and they'd welcome you in because they need a win.
Oh, well, you're right on that.
That's got to, when you're the, and it's an FCS, yeah, it's just not good at all. Just not good at all. What is good, and you voted it good. In fact, you voted it the best. The Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. It's all there for you. And the Midway Auto Group has been named Best New and Used Car Dealer in the Kearney Hub Best of Kearney Reader's Choice Awards. That goes on top of their 25th anniversary that they are celebrating. And they're the number one volume Chevy dealer in Central Nebraska. And they're the number one volume dealer in the Midwest at the Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram store. Huh. Wonder why that is. Oh, because they satisfy the customer and the vehicles, cars, trucks, vans, SUVs. They are the best. And if there is a problem, they'll take care of it for you. Maybe you just need to get yours that you've bought recently or a year ago or 5 years ago that's still working well. Maybe you just need to take it in for a Mopar quick loop, 30 minutes or less. They've got it in and out, and you are on your way for the weekend. Contact them today and check them out on Facebook. Also, their great website, which has everything and more. You can't believe how much is on the thinkmidway.com website. Check it out today. They are the best, according to you. Midway Auto Dealership. More fun coming up. We've got a lot more to talk about on this Friday show. Love to get your emails on anything we've touched on or anything else you want to bring out. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The email's been pretty quiet this week. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about a new movie coming out, which I'm looking forward to. Not being a moviegoer, I'm looking forward to this. Saw the trailer on the web. It looks pretty funny. Also, a historic date in music history. Of course, your recognition of greatness tomorrow night. I can't wait for that. And we'll give you, when we come back, the basketball district setups are coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show, as well as most of the times and sites for the boys next week have been set. And Bob Pollock, the steward who runs it all at Fauner Park, is going to join us on this opening day in moments.
Hi, it's The Herd. Forbes magazine suggests entrepreneurs and small business startups will put the U.S. economy back on track. It's National Start Your Business Month. And it's time to do your part today at LegalZoom.com. Take a look at the Inc. 500 list. You'll find over 24 companies started through LegalZoom. They're also helping thousands of contractors, property owners, retail stores, restaurants, and even doctors get their business started right now. LegalZoom saves you time and money, and you get total customer support. But it doesn't end there. LegalZoom offers continuing legal help through their legal plan, available in most states. They'll also throw in free accounting software. Sweet. Go to LegalZoom.com during National Start Your Business Month and save even more when you enter Colin in the referral box at checkout. LegalZoom is not a lawyer, and self-help services are provided at your specific direction. For incorporations, LLCs, DBAs, and more, go to LegalZoom.com today.
For physical rehab, many times therapeutic pool exercises are prescribed. But here's the problem. You have to get wet. With the new anti-gravity therapy treadmill at Family Physical Therapy, you can still get the low-impact benefit of a pool, but you stay dry, and your therapist can closely watch your progress, and you can't fall. Used by Walter Reed Hospital and the U.S. Olympic team, the Alter-G anti-gravity treadmill is something you need to talk to your doctor or therapist about. Or call Family Physical Therapy for a free demonstration. Log on to alterg.com. To see a video.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them. Even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
Saturday, it's a Pac-12 showdown when the Arizona Wildcats host the UCLA Bruins. Hi, this is John Totches. Join Bill Frieder and me from the McHale Center in Tucson, Arizona for all the action. The Wildcats need a win and are still looking to shore up a spot in the NCAA tournament. But the Bruins would like nothing more than to pull off the upset. Arizona, UCLA. If it's NCAA basketball, it's right here.
Saturday at 2 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For today, we'll see a mixture of clouds and sun with northwest winds 15 to 25. Highs will reach into the lower 40s. And then for tonight, skies will become partly cloudy as our winds diminish out of the southwest and lows dropping to 20. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow. Right now, it's 37.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns.
Doug and Daddy
burns,
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Fire, 43 years ago today, Johnny Cash recorded live at San Quentin, Into the Prison, Boy Named Sue, huge coming out of that. Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. But our producer's too young to know about that because it's 43 years ago, 1969.
Was June with him?
Hard tell. Can we post that on the webpage?
Of course.
Oh, I can't wait to get that.
Oh, I saw that.
You saw that picture of you last night at the Bertrand basketball game, the Bertrand Loomis game, sneaking around back there. You were hungry. So you're hungry. What do people do? That's why they have concession stands.
Yeah, I ate a pickle.
Don't? Oh, is that a pickle?
Yes.
Can't believe you. Can't. You don't want to keep that?
Unbelievable.
Oh. You know what goes good with pickles? Steak, bacon,
does it?
Ham,
okay.
Prime rib. You can get it all at Troutman's Quality Meats. It's a grill's best friend. USDA Choice Certified Angus Beef for their quality steaks are aged a minimum of 30 days for the peak flavor and tenderness. If you're going to take the time and you're going to work to grill or fix an outstanding meal for yourself, your family, or a gathering of friends, then why butcher it with bad food from Troutman's? Troutman's is going to take care of you. There's no such thing as bad food when you walk into Troutman's and see Carrie and the gang. Certified Angus Steaks, and Carrie has just made some fresh brats, ham and cheddar franks, state fair brats, and individual selections of seafood just for the Lenten season. They've got the fresh frozen seafood and a whole lot more in for Lent. See them today across from Bob's Superstore, Highway 30 here in Kearney. It is Troutman's Quality Meats. Oh, it is so good anytime, morning, afternoon, night.
Douglas, this afternoon, they run for the fun. They get it all started today. Nebraska State Steward Bob Pollock joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bob, welcome to our show. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to be on your show.
Now, Bob, I want to take up this with you immediately here because in the times that I come to Fodder Park, every time there's an objection and it could help me, you turn it the wrong way. I was wondering what we could do about that.
Isn't that the truth? That's the only one. That's the only ones we ever hear is the guys that we affect. The guy that gets put up and he gets to go cash his ticket, he's so happy we never hear from him. It's just the Doug and Danny show's always calling. Hey, you took my horse down. we don't like to do that, but sometimes it's necessary. Anyway, that's just part of the game, I guess. But it's kind of unpleasant because nobody likes to take a winner down, that's for sure.
Bob, you've been around the horse racing game for a long, long time. You were with it back at Exarban in Omaha and then moved on from there. Give the folks a little bit of your background.
Well, gee, I'm so old. I can remember almost everything that happened. I grew up in racing. My parents, mom and dad, owned and trained horses throughout Nebraska all the time I was growing up. I was born in Manchester, Oklahoma, and we lived on a wheat farm down there. But my parents always raced up here in the summer. And then luck would have it, I kept growing and growing. So in 1970, I got a job in Bonner Park. Mr. Al Swihart called me in Oklahoma and wanted to know if I don't even know how he found me there, but anyway. So I was glad, and I came up here, and I worked here through 1995, actually 1996. I worked for Hunter Park, Exarban, Lincoln, Madison, Attica. Anyway, the whole circuit, and it was great back then, and it's still great. I've seen a ton of people here that I know, but in 1995, they built a new racetrack in San Antonio, and the name of it was Retama Park. Got that name. They named that after a local tree that's there. Anyway, that's where the name came from. Otherwise, nobody probably ever heard of a Retama. And I was general manager there until 2008. At the end of the meet in November, we got done racing, November 8th, and so I retired from there. Boy, it was a great place to work, and it's still a really great racetrack. I had a great boss down there, and sometimes I still miss it, but I'm so glad to be back up here. Mr. Miner, Hugh Miner, he gave me a call and wanted to know if I would come back, and I did in 2010. Retirement wasn't for me. I sat around for 14 months and went crazy. But anyway, I came back up here in 2010 and last year. So I'm happy to be back for my third year here. And that's kind of my racing experience. I've had almost, I guess, just about every job on the racetrack there could be. I trained when I was going to college. I trained horses in New Mexico and Colorado, and of course Nebraska. I raced as a trainer in Fodder Park also. So that's kind of my background. I've been around a long time and hopefully learned a little something about the game.
Bob, there's some interesting legislation going on in the next couple weeks that could drastically affect Nebraska horse racing, especially in a positive light if it goes through.
Yes. The name of that bill is LB 806, Legislative Bill 806. And what that entails is it's a machine that was built in Hot Springs, Arkansas by the Sella family that owns Oaklawn Park down there. And it has, inside the machine, is a lot of historic races. In fact, I remember when they was building it, they came to Retama Park and got old, 5 years we give them of old races that we had run there. And I know some of those races are in those machines as well as from other tracks. And so that's the, it's called instant racing. I think that would be just a great shot in the arm for Nebraska racing if that did get approved. One thing I heard that it is a priority bill, so I think that's another plus factor. Other things have been introduced to the legislature, and I don't think it ever became a priority. So maybe this could possibly become something that the state would like. Not here, but a little bit of history about it is two or three days ago I was reading in a publication, a racehorse publication, and a friend of mine, Corey Johnson, who used to be the general manager at Lone Star Park in Dallas, he owns a track named Kentucky Downs, and last year they put the instant racing machines in there. They only run 5 days out of the whole year. Well, the first 3 months that they put those machines in there, they bet $19 million on those machines. So the state, and here's the plus factors, I think. You know, the state would be enhanced through tax dollars. The city would be wherever it's at. The horsemen would be. Anyway, it's a win-win thing. So I'm hoping that takes place and maybe it'll pass, and that'll be a shot in the arm for Nebraska racing. There's last 2 years when I went to the different tracks, there is so much interest in racing, and I always say that people in Nebraska really appreciate the racing because they know how to bet, They appreciate the horses. They know the horses and the jockeys and the trainer, you know, because most everything here is local, so it makes it more interesting for everyone. Anyway, that's how I see this bill. I think it's just a plus that would help everybody.
Now, Bob, I know how to bet. That's not the problem. I'll tell you that. I can part wheel, and I can wheel, and I can box, and I can do all these different things. But okay, what do you say to the people out there that say, well, we're backdooring, and this is a slot machine?
Well, I don't know. I don't think it is. There's two avenues to that. They either say, well, is it a game of chance or a game of skill? Well, the legislature will figure that out. It's been covered, certainly in Texas. I'll tell you right now, the track that I ran and was general manager at Retama Park, we tried to get them in our track. And anyway, down there, the legislature just did not approve them, and I think other tracks have tried to get them in different states, but some states do have them. Oakland Park is one of the major racetracks in the United States right now, very close to being on the same schedule or level as Saratoga or Del Mar or Santa Anita. They have them. That's where they was produced, and I'm telling you, I do think they're legal. I don't know.
Well, Bob, if it's a win-win, I'm sure we'll screw it up some way and not allow it. So,
well, it probably is a win-win because I think the people want something like that. The tracks certainly do. The town of Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, Omaha, they would all like to have something like that. And there again, I think it's because I think the people want it. Most every survey you ever do, we did one or two surveys every year in San Antonio, and I think they do that here, but usually the results are about from 76 to 79% of the people want them, but yet it never passes. So there again, I hope things change, and I really do think that it would enhance racing. It would enhance a person's day at the races. If those machines were there where they had a different alternative if they didn't like to bet on the second race. And I know you're going to bet on the second race, Dave.
Damn right I am.
If they had those machines, there would be another alternative for your fun day at the races.
Bob Pollock with us for just one more question here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're a little more than 2 hours away to get the race season underway at Fauna Park. We've witnessed it. We've talked with Steve Anderson. We've talked with a variety of folks over there at Fauna the last couple of years, Bob. And it has It has so much improved, the attendance. I hope the other things from the racing part have improved as well. Do you agree with that, and how's things looking here for 2012?
I think it's really on an upbeat. Last year we was kind of short of jockeys. This year we have over 20, I think it's 21 jockeys. So that's almost doubled. So that will enhance the program. The horses, we have them from Minnesota, Colorado, Phoenix, Arizona, Houston, as well as the local guys, you know, that have big stables, little stables. So I think you'll see a lot better than last year. I'm just about sure of that, guys. From what I can tell, I know the jockey situation is much improved, and I think the horse flesh will be.
Okay, Bob, we appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll do it again real soon here, and enjoy the meet, enjoy the run for the fun.
If I can ever be of any help to anyone, please, they feel free. They can come in and see me, and you guys don't know how much I appreciate you making racing part of your show.
Love it. We love it, Bob. We can't wait to see you over at Fauna Park. Enjoy today.
Please call me anytime.
Sounds good. Thanks, Bob.
You know, we just want it to be successful. We want it to expand, and we want everybody to Why give the money to Iowa? Why give the money to South Dakota? Why give it to Kansas?
It's like he said, football. Give it to Daddy.
Well, it's like he says, we do these deals. It's 76 to 79% of the people want it. Well, it's not about the people anymore. Ask the president.
Wow. Easy, big fella.
Well, we're socialists. Everybody gets the same thing. Everybody's got to make $12,500.
Do you know how great the next 48 hours are going to be for you? I mean, like most of your life, it's going to be perfect. But, I mean, you're going to get to enjoy a day at Fawner. Then you're going to be recognized for your moment of greatness tomorrow. You've had a couple of them here. I want to talk about that. Oh, so much more. Speaking of greatness, Daddy, that's, you know, your daddy must have had you under a little T&L when you were growing up.
They've been doing it for 55 years. I'm not 55, but they were around when I was around. And they've been doing it right ever since then. Hydrostatically powered, design is safe and proven. We tell you, it's been around 55 years. That means it's proven. Eliminate those hassles. Get rid of those electric pivot repair hassles. Contact your local T&L dealer today. They're easier on you and use a proven technology that works. You want to use all the GPS technology? That's fine. They've got it for you. You want to use a simple manual speed and direction control? They've got that as well. That's the way they started. T&L Irrigation Company. Check them out online or call your local T&L dealer today. It's Wagner Irrigation in Holdridge if you're in Phelps County area. Check them out today. T&L Irrigation, proven technology that works.
We're back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hi, it's the Herd. We develop trust in the people we know, but we don't really know someone we can't see. That can be tough, especially in business. With employees and clients around the world, that's why I recommend GoToMeeting with HD Faces. It's amazing. It's a simple online meeting service with group HD video. It helps you get better connected to the people you depend on for success. I've used it. It's so clear. You're there, Albany, New York. They're in Santa Barbara, and you can see them like they're in the next room. With GoToMeeting by Citrix, it just takes a webcam and a click to instantly collaborate with your team or clients in real time from anywhere in the world. We've used it at ESPN for clients. Start hosting your face-to-face online meetings today with GoToMeeting. My listeners get it free. Try it free for 30 days. Don't wait. Special offer. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and use the promo code Colin. Be sure to use the promo code Colin. To develop trust, we need to trust the people we know. But you don't know somebody if you can't see them. GoToMeeting now with HD Faces.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection, small craft and microbrews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For today, we'll see a mixture of clouds and sun with northwest winds 15 to 25. Highs will reach into the lower 40s. And then for tonight, skies will become partly cloudy as our winds diminish out of the southwest and lows dropping to 20. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow. Right now, it's 37.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. More from the RFA daddy, Joe Daddy Stevenson. Uh-oh. He's just a daddy, though. He's not a big daddy. He signed a multi-fight contract with the RFA. Signing comes less than 8 months after he lost four fights, cut by UFC, but 31-14.
During the break, spoke with our friend Rusty. Says that's a monster pickup. He thought he was still with UFC. He says that's a household name for
some professional, some analyst he is.
That's a, you know, that's a big, big name for RFA. So good for them. They keep getting bigger and better, folks. Herb Dean coming to town. By the way, get your tickets now.
At the Viero Event Center. Hey, Daddy, Bill Belichick's coming to Lincoln. Bill Belichick, one of the greatest coaches, maybe, of all time in the NFL, is going to be the featured speaker at the Nebraska Spring Coaches Football Clinic. That clinic is March 8th through the 10th. He'll speak on March the 9th.
That's a... I don't know if you can find anybody bigger out there.
Effort him?
I think that would be difficult, but I would think we could effort. We've talked to people before that have spoken at this event.
I don't know how much of an interview that would be, especially when he doesn't know you. He takes a while to get loosened up. Also, could Corey Raymond be leaving the Huskers at this late date?
That's interesting. Supposedly, the defensive backs coach at LSU moved to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And so that provides an opening down there. Will he go back to where he once was?
TigerBait.com, which is the rivals network for LSU, has Raymond and Kevin Steele among the top candidates for that job.
Yeah, interesting. Kevin Steele just went to, was it Clemson, and then he moved away from Dabo Swinney to go somewhere else.
Yeah, that didn't
work
out so well.
I know I saw that in Dirk's Brunch Bites that Bob Davey hired my buddy from up in Minnesota, Kevin Cosgrove. He's in New Mexico.
Oh, I thought he was going to the Alouettes.
Well, now Bob Davey has hired him.
Oh, God.
So I think he switched his name. So
we got his number.
He's a linebacker. Yeah, we do have Bob Davey's number.
Hey, Bob, you don't want to live? What'd they do, give you a guaranteed contract so you wanted to guarantee you'd be out of there in 2 years? Good hire.
Unbelievable.
Daddy, the boys' sub-district finals were played last night, I think all but maybe one or two. Here are the matchups for our area teams. These are next Monday and Tuesday. Monday for Class C. Minden and Valentine, they'll play at Broken Bow on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Ravenna and Sutton at Grand Island Senior High. Hear it on Classic Hits 98.9. All these games are at 7 o'clock. Burwell and Hardington Cedar Catholic are playing at Battle Creek. Then in Tuesday's action in Class D,
wait a minute. Burwell and that's a hell of a lot closer to Hardington than it is to Burwell, isn't it?
Battle Creek? No. It's about halfway.
Is it?
It's close enough to halfway.
Okay.
Why Not is playing Mullen today for the girls. Remember that.
Okay.
In Bassett. Tuesday night, boys, district finals, Kennesaw and Overton at Kearney Catholic on Classic Hits 98.9, Loomis and Giltner at Minden on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Also in D2 action, just for our friends, Bill and Deschler, they beat Bruning Davenport Shickley last night. Deschler will play Pawnee City at Norris. Hampton plays Fall City Sacred Heart at Tri-County High School in DeWitt. And was that all that I had here? I think that is all of them, that even on the extended boundaries there. But tomorrow night, Daddy, you were snowed out a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, we were supposed to go back to see Bertrand take on the Sutherland Sailors, and
it didn't
happen.
And it didn't work out for the Vikings last night.
No, it didn't. No, jeez.
Bad time to have your worst game in the sub-district final, but they had a good season. Bertrand hasn't been back to state since 1996. But, of course, your teams of greatness, you won the football title in 91, turned that over to 92 in the winter, and you won the basketball championship. What do you remember about that and tomorrow your recognition of greatness, which I find ironic that will not be held at the school or in an empty gymnasium as it should be?
What do I remember about it? I guess I remember more the year before when we lost, when we thought we were going to win, and we had a great group of seniors that year, and we lost. We were up by 17, with 6:50 left in Pershing, and Lincoln Christian came back and beat us.
Christian won the state title?
Yeah, they beat Grant on a... That's the Grant people. They're throwing up in their mouths as I bring that up because they ran this little pick on the baseline, and it was just a bizarre play at the end of the game. And Lincoln Christian, the coach retired, and like
Shepard.
There you go. Wes Shepard retired in the first round game. I think it was against Shelby, and I might be wrong on that. They hit a shot that was after the buzzer to win. They came back by 17 to beat us. Grant had them eliminated in the finals. They somehow found a way. You know what? Good. They found a way to win.
But in 1992, who were the three teams you beat in the state tournament? Do you remember?
We beat Kennesaw. Kennesaw had a really good team, and we shot like 74% or something for the game, and like it was like 90 to 60 something because
76 to 61.
Okay, but I mean it was over. It was 30 points early in that game, and they were good.
Semifinals.
Semifinals. Newman Grove.
That was a close game, 64 to 60.
64-60. I fouled out with 5 minutes left.
Oh, why?
A crap call.
And in the final?
Poor officiating. It was Shelby, 69-56.
Were you the best player on the team?
We had three people. You know what? And I'm not saying that we were as good as Ravenna is this year. We were much like Ravenna. We had three people that could score, and then people around us did a lot to get those three people the ball.
You were much more a significant player on the basketball team than the football team, correct?
I would say yes, much more.
Were you well-coached?
Yes.
Let's go to the phone line now. Steve Ekstrom, the head coach of that 1992 Bertrand boys basketball team, who's now at Minden, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach Ekstrom, was any of what I just heard out of the big fella's mouth true?
Pretty much all of it, which is a rarity.
What do you think about more, the state title or the Lincoln Christian game?
Oh, I think about all those. I think about all those games a lot because, you know, like Tony said, we thought we had the team that could have won it the year before, and Tony still chews me out for not calling timeouts in the fourth quarter of that Christian game. But they were athletes. They had some athletes, and boy, when they turned on the athleticism, it was kind of all over before we knew it happened.
Well, Rob Anderson went down the lane. Rob Anderson farms at Sumner now. He went down the lane, took two dribbles, and dunked one. I think the backboard's still shaking, and the roof came off. Everybody that knew somebody at Lincoln Christian was in that gym.
But you were playing at Pershing, right?
We were playing at that hellhole Pershing.
Yeah. I have to ask a question. Obviously, the question is what happened the next year that made Bertrand a better basketball team? But there's two things that come to mind. Obviously, I've heard this from the Davis household. Reggie Davis got to play the next year, Tony's younger brother. And I didn't know this till about a year, maybe 2 years ago. Tony's junior season, he actually had to play JV ball. Well, what was up with that, Stephen?
Oh, I tell you what, He was a project. I remember one time when he was a sophomore, we got beat up at Hershey. And I said, Tony, you're playing the next night. And this was at Oxford. And we just unloaded on Oxford. And we were up, I think it was like 60 to 20 at halftime. And Tony's out there doing his Dick Vitale imitations on the court and the whole nine yards. But no, we butted heads a couple times about things, but Tony was so lighthearted and easygoing. He was just the antithesis of what I was on the court. I was pretty intense about things, but he was one of the big reasons we made a big turnaround that next year. Plus the other kids on the team, we had a really solid team. We had scorers, we had defensive specialists. We had people that that rebounded and were kind of the garbage men of the team, but we were a good team, and we kind of put it all together at the right time.
But now, Coach, as hard-edged as you were and as lighthearted as I were, there was a common goal in the middle. We both wanted to win.
Oh, absolutely. That's the biggest thing, and when you don't win, it's hard. I mean, it's hard not to win a state title when you make it down to state, but when you do win that one, that's one that you'll never forget and one that 20 years down the road, you get to go back for a reunion for.
Steve Ekstrom with us for just another minute. He coached the Bertrand Vikings for a number of years, won the state championship with them in 1992. Steve, you're at Minden. There's a chance now Minden's boys and girls, both playing in the district finals. Both were there last year, both getting closer and closer. Are there any similarities to what Bertrand went through there in the early 90s to what you're seeing at Minden as they get ready to make this run?
Oh, yeah. Minden's been down a state for the last 2 or 3 years. And every year they inch closer to that state title. Last year they got knocked off in the finals by Norfolk Catholic. But we've got a really solid boys team. We got a really solid girls team. And I wouldn't be surprised if both boys and girls here had been and brought home state championship trophies. Wouldn't be a shock at all. But they're fun to watch. They got shooters. They've got the game that is being played in today's ball game. They've got the personnel to run the ball and press the opponent into turnovers. And they're a fun team to watch when they're clicking, and they're playing well right now.
Okay, Coach, I want to ask you what you think has changed in 20 years of basketball, because I said, and I'm not saying that we were as good or better than Ravenna is this year. I do know that we averaged 78 points a ball game that year.
Right.
But something's you see teams score, they don't score that now.
Yeah, Tony averaged 27 as an individual ball player, and he could probably outscore two-thirds of the Nebraska basketball teams by himself right now with just that 27 points. You look down through the scores, and it's like 31 to 24. We scored that many points in 4 minutes. So the game has changed a lot. It's a lot more drive and penetrate, and that causes turnovers, that causes missed shots, and your opportunities aren't there. But it is what it is, and that's why it's so hard to compare what happened 20 years ago, what is happening now, because it's apples and oranges.
And finally, Steve, did Tony ever play defense?
I tell you what, in the state championship game, he had to guard Augie Noyd. And Augie was big compared to Tony at that particular point in time, but Tony could probably eclipse him now.
Eclipse would be a good word.
But I tell you what, he came over one time and he says, "Coach, I can't guard him." And then this is when Shelby was on a roll early in the game and they were ahead of us. And I said, "Well, you better start guarding him or we're going to get beat." And he went out there and did a great job on Augie and kind of shut him down. So, yeah, occasionally Tony was known for his defense, but I'll tell you what, he was more known for his 39 points in the district finals. He single-handedly got us to the state tournament, and we wouldn't have been there if it wasn't for Tony. So it's going to be a fun reunion to see everybody. Got to see everybody in football. It's going to be fun in basketball.
Steven, thanks for giving us some time here. Best of luck to the Whippets, and have fun this weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun state tournament.
Take care. Steve Ekstrom, he was the coach of the 92 state champions. Now he's at Minden. Who'd you beat in the districts?
Rep Valley, third time that year. I think we beat them by 33 in regular season. We beat them by 14 or 16 in the RVL championship. And Jason Stewart rimmed out a three-quarter court shot. They led the whole way in the district final game in the old gym at Lexington. A three-quarter court shot. The ball was down and flipped back out. Jason Stewart from Indianola.
God. And you won by 2, right?
Yeah, like 56-54.
Oh, that would have been sick.
56.
That would have been sick. No wild card back in that day.
No wild card then.
Yeah. So
no, and actually the year before when we thought we were going to win it, I think it was we were 1-2 or 2-3, and it was Kennesaw again with the Heckin' Lively. There's a Niehiser's, a lot of great players from Kennesaw. That game was 99-93. That was played in Loomis. They had to close the doors because it was over capacity.
And 92 was one of the great state tournaments of all time. Was it right after you that they played the Class A final?
Omaha Central. Kenya Crandall ran up the steps and jumped on the basket and sat there with his fingers in the air.
Yeah. Woolridge was playing.
Andy Woolridge, Kenya Crandall, that team.
Beat Hastings in the final.
Doug Brandt.
That was the year that Wahoo's streak came to an end the night before.
Ogallala.
And then that next day, Ogallala got beat by Pius. So it was an incredible and more memories.
Well, Hildreth won state that same day, too. So another area team.
The Greyhounds.
But Doug Brandt from Hastings went to Baylor to play basketball.
That was a great, great state tournament. And amazingly, you were a part of it. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. By the way, the recognition of greatness tomorrow is closed. It is not free and open to the public. It is a private ceremony. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show. All of our guests taken care of by our friends at BK. Two locations in Kearney, Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. If you're hungry, try BK.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell you oil. No, we work to bring you deals. Like a Pennzoil conventional oil change special for just $20.99. Plus, come to Advance Auto Parts now and register to win free gas for one whole year. Repeat after me. Free gas for a year. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Visit advanceautoparts.com/Pennzoil for program rules and to enter.
Do you hear it? The sound of you running, full out, across town? A broken down bus can't stop you. You are a man who thinks, who gets places. A cheetah on four cups of coffee. You are wearing Dockers signature khakis. This meeting will happen, and you will look good making it happen. Because you wear the pants. Discover the secret power of Dockers signature khakis at Kohl's and Kohl's.com.
To get a great deal, sometimes it's just a matter of being in the right place at the right time. And believe you me, the right time is right now, and the right place is Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. You see, we're proud to be celebrating our 25th anniversary in Kearney with some very timely offers that are way too good to pass up, including over $7,500 off or 0% financing on the award-winning Chevrolet Silverado. And talk about selection. You won't have to choose between just two or three models. No, you'll have about 40 new trucks to choose from and close to 20 super popular Chevrolet Cruises. Now that's Midway selection. Save over $6,000 or choose 0% financing on your favorite Malibu. And for the full-size car fan, Impalas have never been a better buy with up to $5,000 off. Add a full year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. And, well, like I said, it's the right place and the right time to get a great deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
The Stampede and the Stars. The Stampede and the Stars. Sort of a 1-2 mantra that served the Storm well last weekend. And it's the same two USHL opponents in the same order this week. Tune in to see if they can again sweep and stay in the playoff hunt. Stampede Friday, Stars Saturday at the Tri-City Storm. Skip Berry calls it all beginning with the pregame at 6:45 this weekend on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. 1460 and 1550.
For today, we'll see a mixture of clouds and sun with northwest winds 15 to 25. Highs will reach into the lower 40s. And then for tonight, skies will become partly cloudy as our winds diminish out of the southwest and lows dropping to 20. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow. Right now, it's 37.
But I'm going to Jackson. I'm going to mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson.
Doug and Daddy Show just got done watching the Not Top 10. Oh, there's some funny people out there. Girls district basketball action coming your way tonight on our network of stations. It will be Blue Hill and Centura on Classic Hits 98.9 and Giltner and Litchfield on The Breeze 94.5 FM. Also tonight, Sandy Creek plays Lincoln Christian. Minden girls take on Valentine. Amherst plays Hitchcock County. Ansley takes on Juanita Palisade. Tomorrow, the Kearney and Grand Island boys get underway. The Hastings boys get underway. They'll be here in Kearney. You can hear that on 1230 KHAS. We'll also have the Kearney High Omaha Westside boys game on Classic Hits 98.9. State swimming is underway today as well. And by the way, for Hastings, they play Lexington tomorrow, and Grand Island plays Omaha Creighton Prep. That game is in Norfolk, Nebraska. Baseball against Utah this afternoon. I feel like we're missing something, Daddy. Oh, they're bringing them back. The American Pie Series, they're all back. They're all back for American Reunion. I know my friend the Riz will probably be watching that one.
I know my friend Stifler will be, too.
And since it has kind of an 80s tint, Clem will probably be watching it too. So there you go.
I've got a couple other notes.
Okay.
Darren Ruvell, my friend from Twitter, Ryan Braun gets $2,191,358 back, the equivalent to 36 Milwaukee teachers, making just shy of $60,000 a year. So that was interesting. Bruce Feldman, RG3, he measured 6'2" 3/8". He was listed at 6'2" at Baylor. He's already exceeding expectations.
Well, let's go to John here. He goes, concerning the Pat Knight rant, which is up on our Facebook page. Doug, I can see you doing this to Daddy as he is on the podium. You have no reason to be up there. It's my turn. Thanks, John. This one says, great. You know what happened to the last coach that was brought in to speak in Lincoln? Yep, Jim Tressel. Now Belichick can be exposed. Oh, God. And then this one out of nowhere, I'll ask you, Daddy. Why has there never been any landscaping done on the north side of the Viero Event Center? It looks like crap. There's a lake over there, right? It kind of goes all the way around.
Why have you been on the north side of the Event Center?
I don't know. Maybe fishing?
My friend Bob Dutton, by the way, Unieski Betancorp did report. The only one they're missing is this Jose Majerus, I think is his last name. He's from Venezuela. He was taking care of a family issue, having trouble getting his visa. He had no cell phone. He had no way to contact them until yesterday. He will be reporting. He's supposed to get the visa today, I believe. And by the way, yesterday, 25 years ago, is when Dick Houser retired from the Kansas City Royals. He died 4 months later, of course, of cancer.
And we had the anniversary 32 years ago on Wednesday of the greatest moment in the history of sports in the United States, the Miracle on Ice.
32
years ago this past Wednesday. So that's good stuff. Rent nice. Miracle this weekend, if you don't know anything about it. Good movie.
Also
the Nebraska Danger, no problem with the Nebraska Law Dogs in their exhibition game last night, 58-0. They will open the season at home a week from Sunday against a Tri-Cities team out of Washington. Daddy, anything else? I mean, no Oscars at all, huh?
I just don't get it. I don't get into it. Dumb and Dumber was never up for one. I never understood that, so I really... you know what? When Talladega Nights wasn't up for one, when American Pie didn't make it, I'm going to be one of the few people to say, screw the Academy. I just don't understand what they're looking for in greatness. I really don't understand it. I think I you got a lunch out of me this week. That's fine. I think.
Happy about that.
Yeah. I'm happy that I'm going to try and get one back. The higher finisher in the Daytona 500.
No.
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 You got to pick some. I mean, we don't have to bet a lunch on it.
I don't even know if he's in the field. I always take Truex.
Martin Truex.
And Danica Patrick.
All right. Patrick. Okay. And I'm going to take Kenseth. And I'm going to take Tony Stewart.
Oh, yeah. Let's just take number one.
Well, he's never won one before.
And, Jeff, we need an update on our match play. How's that coming? Because I want to hear this.
Okay, so after round two, me and Merritt are in the lead with 27 points.
What?
Doug, yep, shortly behind, just two back. Doug, you still have your two finalists going. Me and Merritt have each lost a finalist. Daddy, he's got 22 points, so he's five back of me and Merritt and three back of you.
And ready to make a run, I'm hearing.
Yep, and every single person he has in his bracket has been eliminated except for Steve Stricker today. So he can get three more points. The entire
so fast.
Rest of the way.
That is so the opposite of greatness.
That is very not great.
Big match today. I need Kuchar to beat Keimer, and then I think I blow right past you boys, right?
Yep, I need Keimer to beat Kuchar and Stricker.
It's going to be there. Tiger missed the putt yesterday.
It was two years ago when I picked Ogilvy from the start to win this thing.
Okay.
And he slopped out. Well, I mean, how I did that, I have no idea, but... Because it's not like he was a one seed surely then. I don't know what he would have been, but you throw a dart.
I'm not ending the week by throwing you under the bus here. I just want to say.
Oh, Ryan Braun's talking to media right now. Probably.
I hope he's innocent. Well, I don't know how you.
He's not innocent, but he got off on a
something. Well, we'll see. Let this play out. We'll find out. Hey, we want to thank Bob Pollock from Fodder Park for joining us today and all the folks that joined us throughout the week, including Darren Erstad on Wednesday's program, Sean Callahan, all the wrestling coaches that started the week coming off their trophy wins. Next week, we're going to be talking with a lot of our Husker folks and getting into the state tournament mode for the girls. All you have to do to listen to any of our interviews is go to the podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and the Law. Folks, you can vote on our poll question. You can get points to join the ESPN Superstation Rewards Club. $50,000 coming up for the NCAA tournament. It's all right there. Have fun at Fodder Park and enjoy your moment of greatness again tomorrow.
Dude. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Well, no, hell no. We'll see you Monday. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.